Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root is on fire. The year is moving along. It is Wednesday, October 11th. Welcome to the show. Coming to you from the house that Root built. Lots of big news stories today. A great commentary I wrote this morning at 5 in the morning. I'll lead off the show with that in a matter of moments. But first I want to mention Hamas leader and founding member Khalid Mashal asked for a global Muslim uprising, asking for Muslims' blood and souls to be sacrificed for Palestine this upcoming Friday. So get ready for a fun Friday around the world, because Muslims are on the warpath. Love it. And in Dearborn, Michigan, they had a wonderful rally for Muslims. It looks like we all live in Gaza now. They should make it into a reality show. How do you turn an American city into Gaza? They screamed for the death of Jews and the death of Israel in Gaza. No, not in Gaza, in Dearborn, America's Gaza. I told you yesterday, I went on a rampage, a root rant to start the show, about how the real big issue here is that in America and around the world, in Sydney, Australia, in Germany, in Canada, in England, you've got protests everywhere showing Jew hatred. It's really going on in America today. This shows you how dumb Black Lives Matter was from day one. Find me a protest where thousands of white people screaming, black people should die. I want every black person to die, and they use the N-word. Find me that protest. It's never happened in modern history, not in my 62 years of life, has never happened. It might have happened in the South in 1910 or in 1875 or in 1840, but it sure has never happened in modern America. But there are protests all across America where people who are all Muslims scream hatred and death to Jews. So the real racism in America has nothing to do with black people. It has to do with Jews. There is a new hatred, a sickness going on, a mental illness going on in America, and it is truly unbelievable. BLM, by the way, to prove me, deletes its tweet celebrating the Hamas rave massacre, where they rape the women and they cut all their heads off, and then doubles down again. After celebrating the Hamas paraglider massacre at a rave in Israel where almost 300 people died, BLM Chicago deleted their tweet and said, "We've sent out messages we aren't proud of. We stand with Palestine and the people who will do what they must to live free." The statement continues. Really? Didn't you just say we're not proud of what we said and now we've just said it again? It's just so bizarre. The Marxist organization then tweeted that they were praying for God to please unharden Israel's heart and help them to stop bombing children and taking over people's homes and building fences. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We should stop building fences. That's like BLM and liberal groups in America saying, don't build a wall because bad people won't come in by the millions, by the tens of millions, by the hundreds of millions, all of them wanting to kill us with hatred for all of us and bring down our country. How naive can you get? They know exactly what's coming through. And I see an article here, Hamas terrorists went on a two-day rampage in Israeli village, beheading kids and burning families alive in a new Holocaust. I'll get to that later in the show. Every American is starting to think the way I do, that we're headed for World War III. Americans on Google are searching, will I get drafted to war at the highest level since the Iraq War? Wow. Will I get drafted to war? And let me go on record. Yes, there's going to be a draft again soon. Because we're headed for World War III, because Democrats have so destroyed this country and so destroyed the world and funded Iran, who is then the funder and coordinator and the boss man of the entire Hamas attack on Israel. Clearly, Iran's fingerprints were all over it. And that means that the Biden administration has got blood on their hands and they're responsible for terrorism. And even knowing that, they refuse to stop funding Iran. They refuse to freeze Iran's funds. They're letting all the money go through. Even Democrat senators are saying we've got to freeze the money. All right, my latest column is out. It's part two of what I wrote and read to you yesterday. This what's called the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel is only the preliminary bout. America is the main event. Here are the details of the coming attack on America by China. This is part two of my commentary from 24 hours ago. As an American Jew, I believe for Israel. Israel must now send a message that echoes around the world and lasts forever in the brains of Jew haters and all those around the world who want to do harm to the Jewish people. The world is about to learn a lesson. This isn't 1941. No one will ever kill Jews again and live to gloat about it. Anywhere in the world, if someone targets Jews and kills them for being Jewish, they will be hunted down and killed. The last thing they will think before being killed by Israeli forces is, oops, maybe attacking Jews wasn't such a good idea. But everything I'm talking about is up to Israel. Right now, America needs to focus on America and our border. Because what America is facing is 1,000 times worse than what Israel just experienced. Military intelligence and security experts analyzing what went wrong with Israel's massive security failure are citing a, quote, failure of imagination of what Hamas was capable of. So it's time to imagine the kind of attack America is facing. If I can imagine it, then you know China's evil leaders are thinking it too. I believe they're planning it right now. Here's what I believe an attack by China might look like, and I expect it soon. First, if I was China, I'd invade Taiwan now to take advantage of a world now distracted by 2 major wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, and plunged into chaos and crisis. America's weak. America's led by an incompetent, brain-dead, feeble old man with dementia and diapers who should be in a nursing home. Worse, the Biden crime family and his boss, the real President Obama, are clearly owned by China and the Chinese Communist Party. So who is going to stop China from invading Taiwan? America is running dangerously low on weapons and ammo because Biden left them on the ground in Afghanistan and gave most of the rest of our stockpile away to Ukraine. The cupboards are bare. America is weak and vulnerable. Our military is depleted, demoralized, and distracted by a focus on climate change, transgenders, diversity, and critical race theory. We can't recruit anyone to the military. No one wants to join anymore. An old, feeble, confused Biden is frozen with fear and clueless. Maybe he'll turn for military advice to Kamala Harris, the only person in history who sits a heartbeat away from the American presidency, who's dumber than a doorknob. I should have mentioned, and also screwed her way to the top. At this moment in time, we are incapable of mounting a serious challenge to China invading Taiwan, for all those reasons. And unlike Ukraine, Taiwan actually has some significant meaning to America. Taiwan makes well over 90% of the advanced computer chips to run America's cars, computers, cell phones, and how about this one? Military equipment. The tanks won't run, the planes won't fly, the trains won't bring supplies, the trucks won't carry the troops if they don't have the advanced computer chips from Taiwan. So if China takes Taiwan and controls the world's chip production, it's game over. So taking Taiwan is the key to enslaving America. But that's only part one of what I'd be planning for America if I was running China. Part two is even more frightening. Biden and his boss Obama have left the border open. They've let millions of dangerous foreigners in. Most of the illegals entering our country are military-age males from China, the Middle East, and MS-13 thugs and gangbangers under the control of the Mexican drug cartels. This is an army of killers now roaming our country. If I was China, I'd order this army into action to paralyze America with low-tech violence and terrorism, just like the Hamas terror attack in Israel. There's no need for another 9/11. If I was China, I'd keep it simple. I'd send hit squads of 100 killers to airports, train stations, and supermarkets in 20 major U.S. cities at the exact same time to walk in with assault rifles, machine guns, and grenades. Think of the fear and hysteria from seeing thousands of murdered Americans in 20 different cities across the United States all at the same time, all on the same day. And all that takes is 100 killers times 20 cities. That's only an army of 2,000 killers needed. China has sent tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands. We don't know. There might be 500,000 Chinese military-age males in the country. But they've sent certainly tens of thousands of military-age males across our open border. Biden, Kamala, and Mayorkas have welcomed them in like family with no background checks. There's already a large enough Chinese army in our country for many rounds of this low-tech terror attack. I just dreamed it up. They could do it 30 days in a row to the same 20 cities, or choose a new set of 20 cities every day. They could expand to suburbs and small towns. You know what would happen? Our economy would shut down. The stock market would collapse. There'd be no travel, no tourism. No one would dare go to a supermarket. All schools would be shuttered. We'd all be locked in our homes. America would quickly become a ghost town, all from a low-tech attack. And this Chinese army is already in our country. Biden and his boss Obama welcomed them in. Millions more are coming. I'll finish this commentary when we get back. Wayne Allyn, RootForAmerica.com. Is it sending chills up your spine? It should, because if I can imagine it, the Chinese are thinking about it and planning it right now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots
20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too.
And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
USA News on demand.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The root is on fire. What's going to happen now? The bloodletting that's going to happen in Gaza, you're not going to believe it. And it's on them. It's not on us. It's on them. And, of course, on the college, university campuses around the country, they're going to moan. Oh, my God, the Jews of Israel are killers. Do you remember what happened in World War II? We turned Berlin into a parking lot. And you know what was underneath all that rubble? Civilians and women and children. And you know what we did with Tokyo? We turned it into a parking lot. And you know what we did with Nagasaki and Hiroshima? We dropped nuclear bombs. People's skin was melting off. Women, children. You know what we did in Okinawa, where my father fought? Flamethrowers into the caves to set the Japanese on fire. That's how you fight a war. And it's called collateral damage. You're killing the enemy. And sadly, tragically, nobody wants women and children to ever die. And if they gave up with their hands up, you'd always save them and bring them to some, you know, humanitarian camp. But they die very often in collateral damage. But no one's aiming for them. No one's targeting them. But that's not how Muslims, sadly, how radical Islam fights wars. You know, never in history has any Jew, any Christian, any Catholic, any Irish Catholic... There's never been a war where anybody that I know of has ever said, let's go in and kill the women, the children, cut the heads off the children, cut the heads off the women, rape all the women, gang rape the women, kill soldiers we capture who are now, you know, our prisoners and they're unarmed and cut their heads off with a saw. Radical Islam is a stain upon the earth that needs to be extinguished. And we're going to go in, Israel, and kill them all. It's got to be done. And all bets are off now. No one in the world is going to stop us from going as far as we've got to go. Terrible, terrible people. And you can see it all over the United States with the Muslims in the United States who aren't even radical Islam. They're just everyday average Muslims screaming Jews must die. There's a sickness. There's a mental illness that needs to be quashed.
and it needs to be quashed forever. Can't allow this in the United States. Very, very sick and very, very sad. No Jews have ever walked around, no Christians have ever walked around saying, you know, die, 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 Muslims must all die. But once you do what you did to us, then all bets are off. There's a reckoning coming. Boy, is it going to be bad. Boy, is it going to be bloody. And you're going to have to close your eyes and hold your breath, and you're going to have to accept that it's got to be done. What's got to be done has got to be done. It's not going to be, it's going to be messy, and it's not going to be fun to watch. But it's got to be done. Score Blue is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I hate to even bring that up. It's not a good segue, right? But they are the sponsor. They are signing the front of the checks. And no matter what's happening around you, you know, you probably still want to score, right? Or at least you want to try and get it up so you can score, right? If you're looking to get the best ED pill of all time, listen to this. It's a new little blue pill from the makers of Viagra, better than the original Viagra, plus the cost, insanely low, just $5 per pill, rather than the 80 or 90-day charge for the original Viagra. And it's available exclusively from our new sponsor, the number one rated online ED service in the country, scoreblue.com. No one else has permission to sell it, only Score Blue. So for the best Viagra in the world at the lowest price in history, go to scoreblue.com, enter the promo code WAR at checkout, and get 20% off your first order, scoreblue.com. You know, when there are bad things in the news, you don't want to talk about any sponsor, right? I mean, it's kind of, there's no good way to bring up a sponsor in the middle of talking about children being murdered and babies being beheaded. And women being gang raped and innocent people being savagely killed. But it is what it is, because you got to pay for the show. And they're all great products, or I wouldn't allow them on the show. And I never get a complaint about any of them from any of my fans. And, of course, you all know my email, wayneroot@gmail.com. If there's ever a problem, if there's anything you want to tell me, get off your chest about any product on this show, you just email me, wayneroot@gmail.com. And I never get any about any product. They're all great products, and they all take care of my customers. Let me finish up my column. That low-tech attack that I'm talking about, sending Chinese military-age males into stores and supermarkets and airports and other, you know, such things, shopping centers, it would shut down our economy. And for good measure, it would turn our cities to Mad Max. And our whole country would be locked down. Economy gone. Stock market gone. For good measure, if I was China at that exact same moment, I'd send another pandemic our way. And in the middle of all that, do you think we could mount a serious military effort to defend Taiwan and fight World War III with China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea? Good luck. Stay frosty. It's coming. Trust me, if I can imagine it, China is planning it right now. Thank Joe Biden and his boss, Barack Obama. That's my latest commentary. The Hamas terrorist attack in Israel is only the preliminary bout. America's the main event. Here are the details of the coming attack on America by China. I'm Wayne Allyn, root for America.com. See you in a sec.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA News Update. The official death toll for Americans in Israel has risen to 22. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said 17 are still missing, and there are reports of several Americans being held captive by the militant group.
I think we all need to steel ourselves for the distinct possibility that these numbers will keep increasing.
A recent Gallup poll indicates that almost two-thirds of Americans believe that businesses have a positive influence on their lives. A significant portion also believes that there's room for further improvement. The poll also found that Americans were twice as likely to view small businesses as having a positive impact on their lives compared to larger companies. Visiting Walt Disney World or Disneyland will come with a higher price tag. Expect increases in theme park tickets as well as parking fees. At Disney World, the annual passes are increasing in a range of $30 to $50. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Fire.
coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. And Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. $15,000 in free silver. What are you waiting for? Call Goldgate today. Tell them Wayne sent you toll-free. 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Remember, central banks are the smartest minds of the financial world. They bought the most gold in history in 2022. They bought the most gold in history the first quarter of this year. And then they bought the most gold in history the first half of this year. And China led all countries, and they bought the most gold of any country in the world because they know what's happening. They're the ones causing this chaos, crisis, and financial calamity that's about to befall us. So make sure you buy gold and silver and get $15,000 in free silver. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 855-770-GOLD, goldgatecapital.com. So most of you know, if not all of you, that I'm a man of God. I'm a Jew who took Christ as my Savior 33 years ago or so. And I'm very proud to have Pastor Craig Hagin on the show, associate pastor of the Rema Bible Church in Oklahoma, co-founder of Pastors for Trump. He's an author and he's the host of a weekly podcast. Pastor Craig Hagin, welcome to the Wayne L. Root Show.
Oh, good to be with you, Wayne. How's things going today?
Well, I mean, pretty bad. whether we're talking about the country or the world, pretty good, pretty bad. Talking about me personally, okay, I'm doing fine, but the world is kind of screwed at this point. Wouldn't you say, Pastor?
Yeah. I mean, me too. I'm doing great, but, you know, obviously our minds are over in Israel right now. I mean, the tragedy is happening. I mean, it's just horrific. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, how anyone could murder innocent babies and innocent people like that. I mean, you know, they obviously didn't target military targets. They targeted civilians, and that's just uncalled for. I mean,
you know, we founded a Judeo-Christian country, and I will say that throughout world history, I think Jews and Christians, we're good killers. You know, when there's a war, we're pretty good at it. But we've never targeted women and children. We're not like that. Matter of fact, throughout the history of war, you've seen American soldiers, whether they be Christian or Jewish, you know, whether they be white or black, race across a battlefield, taking bullets left and right to save a child's life and push them out of harm's way. That's what an American does. But what the people did, what the Hamas fighters did in, fighter is a bad word, what the Hamas terrorists did in Israel, which you know, evil, subhuman, they're animals, horrible thing. But I didn't bring you on really for that. I brought you on because you've always been a fearless advocate for personal freedom. You've stood against government overreach. And I wanted you to explain, you know, what those things mean to you and how you've opposed them.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing about it is, let's just cut back to the chase. I mean, you know, they say separation of church and state. Obviously, that's not their constitution. That's not Declaration of Independence. That was in a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote to a group in Massachusetts, a group of ministers, and really basically saying the state needs to stay out of the church's business. It wasn't the other way around. And so people have taken that letter and said, oh, yeah, the church does need to stay out of the state's business, but, you know, we are American citizens as well. We have a right to vote. We have a right to speak out. And, you know, I use my God-given right to do that. You know, especially COVID really kind of showed government overreach, like, you know, I mean, they're trying to keep us from having church, and, you know, it was a demonic attack. And in fact, a lot of churches didn't survive the whole COVID situation. You know, that's when we begin to speak out even more than before. You know, it's, you know, the government has no rights. I mean, I have a First Amendment right to speak and say what I want to say and, you know, and believe the way I want to believe.
Well, you know, here in Las Vegas, and we're talking to Pastor Craig Hagin of the Rema Bible Church in Oklahoma and co-founder of Pastors for Trump. Here in Las Vegas, we had a Democrat governor at the time. Thank God he was defeated in the last election. We have a Republican governor now, Joe Lombardo. But we had a Democrat governor, and his name was Sisolak, and he kept churches closed while casinos were allowed to open. It was really an incredible thing. I mean, you know, and I'm not anti-gambling. I love gambling. I'm a gambler. But I'm also a Jew to Christ the Savior. And when I hear that a church is closed but a casino's open, I can only think of the devil giving the orders, man. Seriously, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing, too. Obviously, how can you keep a strip club, you know, a bar, and a casino open and close the church? I mean, you know, there's obviously we should have the same right of any other organization as well. So, I mean, that's just crazy, you know. And I know your governor, they took him to the Supreme Court, but I think the church lost in that Supreme Court deal, which I don't know how or why.
No. They won here. They were reopened. We always laugh. Because we always laugh because a Jewish lawyer here in Las Vegas, who ran for attorney general of our state, was the one who took that case and won that case. And we always say the Jew who saved the churches. So Sigal is a good friend of mine, and she was the one who did it. And she's Israeli by birth, and she's a good woman, and she is the one who saved them. So we all are very, very proud of her. Are you there, Pastor? We had him. Where'd he go? I don't know. When the Jews saved Christmas, he didn't like it. I'm just kidding around. Let's get Pastor Craig Hagen back on again, Associate Pastor of the Rema Bible Church in Oklahoma. We'll grab him in a second. I want to read you a news story that just came across my desk, because I keep telling you, my thing is as horrible as what happened in Israel. Nothing could be more horrible and more depraved than what happened in Israel. But what is more disconcerting would be to have Americans who hate Jews and Americans who praise a terrorist attack. And at Tufts University, students are ripped apart for praising the creativity of Hamas terrorists using paragliders to launch an historic attack on colonizers. Do you understand what's going on in our universities? It's a sickness the likes of which nobody has ever imagined before. Tufts and Chris, we don't have him back yet, do we? Tufts Students for Justice in Palestine, so that's what it is. It's Palestinian Muslim students called the terrorists liberation fighters paragliding into an occupied territory. Student groups in Harvard, Columbia, NYU, and others issued similar statements. And I told you, BLM Chicago praised the paragliders. And the Tufts University students, facing massive backlash, by the way, praised the creativity of Hamas terrorists who used paragliders to launch an attack in Israel that have now, it's now 1,200 dead Israeli Jews, including 22 Americans. Tufts Students for Justice in Palestine called the terrorist liberation fighters, adding they had especially shown the creativity necessary to take back stolen land. I mean, that's a sickness, man. That is really sick. And that's going on in our colleges. We have Pastor back. Pastor Craig Hagen, what happened to you? You dropped off on us.
I don't know. It just went dead. You know, that's the second time it's happened to me on a radio interview. I mean, it just, everything just went completely dead. I couldn't.
Well, you know, it's Biden and Obama and Kamala. They're in the phone lines. they're trying to stop us from talking. So, look, you support personal freedoms. You oppose business and church closures, as did I. You know what I said? I want to see if you agree with me. I wrote a column at the time in the Las Vegas newspaper, and it was the most popular column in the entire newspaper, and I got fired because they said I didn't take COVID serious enough. And it was because I wrote in the column, and I turned out to be 100% right, that if you close businesses, you ruin America, the ability to make money. Money is what funds people's lives. And if people get sick and they have no money, it's twice as bad. And if grandma gets sick and her grandchildren can't go to school and their business is closed and their daddy's going broke and they're going homeless, how does that help grandpa in the hospital who's dying of COVID? It's the stupidest idea in the history of America to ever allow closures of businesses, let alone churches and schools.
Yeah, I mean, I'm absolutely 100% agree with you. You know, as far as you want to kill the economy, close everything. You know, and obviously then we can't support anybody. And I think, you know, and that was what happened during the whole COVID thing. And then the government supposedly said, well, we're going to come and we're going to give you the stimulus checks. I mean, you know, and all this kind of stuff. So
welfare, basically,
be supported by the government. That's the whole point. And I want to know where all the workers went. You know, the people that worked at restaurants and stuff pre-COVID, where'd they go after COVID? Because you know, we go to a restaurant now, they can't have employees, don't have enough employees.
Yeah, nobody has employees. Nobody. Forget about restaurants, Pastor. Everywhere I go, every businessman I know cannot find employees. There aren't enough in their business, and they put out an ad, and nobody responds. And I think it's a combination of the Democrat policies have made everybody fat and lazy on welfare and unemployment and bailouts and whatever else they're sitting home on. And then I think it's also the fact that the COVID vaccine, no one wants to talk about it. I think it's killed a lot of people. I think it's injured and disabled a lot of people. And Ed Dowd, a constant guest on the show, who's a brilliant, brilliant guy who managed up to $14 billion in funds on Wall Street. He's a math guy. He says there are millions and millions of new Americans on disability since the COVID vaccine. So that's why there's no employees. You think that sounds about right to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it sounds right. You know, obviously, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about vaccine injuries because it doesn't fit the narrative. But, you know, it's an obvious, you know, healthy, you know, athletes, you know, like LeBron James' son. I mean, you know, Bronny, I mean, you know, suddenly has this heart situation.
Not normal.
You know,
not normal.
Not normal.
Never saw it in my life, then.
I mean, it might happen to, like Hank Gather, a couple of different people. You know, it's a very odd thing. Now it's happened. I mean, you have soccer players falling dead.
Hey, Pastor, we're headed to a quick break. Hang with me, okay? We'll grab you on the other side. Pastor Craig Hagin, Associate Pastor of the Rema Bible Church in Oklahoma, co-founder of Pastors for Trump, author and host of a weekly podcast. We'll be right back with Pastor Hagin. I'm Wayne on the Root, RootForAmerica.com. This is Wayne Alaroot.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Attention timeshare owners.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Root's on fire. Z-Stack, Z-Shield, Z-Flu are the sponsors of this segment of the show. Dr. Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up till the end of his life. He died of lung cancer last year in 2022. He was one of my favorite guests on the show. He was probably on 15 times in a short period during the period of COVID and gave us such great advice that saved people's lives. And now he has produced these great products, Z-Stack, Z-Shield, Z-Flu. Z-Flu, of course, for flu season. I don't have to explain that one. But Z-Shield's a good one because Z-Shield is about addressing dormant viruses such as Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox. Many of them are the type of viruses that seem to come out in people that are vaccinated with the COVID vaccine. So Z-Shield protects you, and Z-Flu protects you, and Z-Stack protects you. All of them right now at the website ZStackLife.com. ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. ZStackLife.com, promo code WAR. All right, we're right back with Pastor Craig Hagin, Associate Pastor of the Rema Bible College in Oklahoma and co-founder of Pastors for Trump. He's an author and he's the host of a weekly podcast. Pastor Craig Hagin, first of all, welcome back to the show. And it says you are co-founder of Pastors for Trump. Who's the co-founder with you? Do I know them?
Jackson Lawmeyer. He ran for U.S. Senate, lost to James Lankford. One of my good friends. He's the founder of Pastors for Trump, myself, and John Bennett are the co-founders. In fact, we have an event tomorrow night. I won't be there at Trump Doral tomorrow. It's free of charge at 7 p.m. tomorrow night, Pastors for Trump. If you're in the Miami area or plan to be, you can go. It's come free of charge. We usually have a monthly prayer meeting. We kind of took a couple months off in the summertime. We used to do it online. Sometimes we've done it I guess they call it X now or whatever. We've done some things like that, but we have over 10,000, not all pastors, but 10,000 people that are a part of Pastors for Trump. And, you know, really we're just trying to assemble the Christians to get behind President Trump. We do feel that he's the right person for the job. We don't believe he's our Lord and Savior. We just believe he's the right person to be president. I know that was a rumor. Rolling Stone magazine put a rumor out that we worship President Trump. So actually they corrected it though. We had another event at Doral a couple months ago and I actually made that statement and they put it in, Rolling Stone actually put it in there for it. So
saying that we don't worship Trump.
Trump has a favorite pastor that I kind of thought might be one of your founders or certainly one of your key board members, Paula White. Paula White, is she with you?
She's not part of our group, but I do know Paula really well. She's
and I have good friends I think are part of your group. David and Nicole Crank, do you know them from Missouri?
Yeah, I know David and Nicole, yeah.
Great people. You know, David's a close friend of mine. Great people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Roger Stone is a really good friend, and he was talking. What happened, I'll kind of give you some insight, is that a number of pastors actually, they didn't know if they want to support Trump or not. You know, they said, well, we'll wait till after the primary or whatever. So we were talking with Roger, and Jackson and myself decided that, you know, we're going to try to assemble pastors, you know, to get behind President Trump and, you know, show our support, because we do feel he's the right guy for the job, you know, and like I said, it's kind of just skyrocketed from there. And we're fixing, in 2024, we're going to kind of try to launch out and do a lot of, you know, at least once a month, do a rally at somewhere. Our first one's going to be somewhere around the Atlanta area, I think. It was supposed to be in October, but I'm not sure when it's going to be. But 2024, you know, we're going to kind of coincide with some of the things for Trump, and we're pretty excited about that.
Good. Have me come out to one of these things and speak for you. I think we'd have a great time. Your audience would love what I have to say. Let me get to one last thought, and that is your thoughts speaking out now in support of Israel. I'd love to give you a chance to say some special things about Israel.
Well, you know, Israel's a special place, and you know, I know a lot of people think, well, this is the beginning of the end. I don't think this is the final Armageddon as of yet. But you know, it is interesting, you know, how, you know, it seemed like things were going great, and all of a sudden, man, it just slapped in the face. And I do believe in Israel's right to defend itself, and also, I'm kind of, you know, we have Americans that are held hostage over there right now too. So I know they're concerned about, you know, retaliation from Saudi Arabia or whatever, but, you know, we need to be praying for the country of Israel. But we do understand what the Bible says, talks about wars and rumors of wars. You know, there is going to be unrest in the Middle East. And really, you know, this all comes back to Abraham. You know, Abraham had Ishmael and Isaac, and they've been in war ever since. And this is, it's all biblical. I mean, you can read your Bible and find out what's going on. I don't think this is the final Armageddon, but I do believe it's, you know, I mean, it's a build up to what finally is going to be. You know, people always ask, say, Craig, when do you think the Lord's coming back? I don't know. You know, the Bible says occupy till he comes, and that's what I'm unable to do. But we need to be praying for Israel, praying for, you know, the Bible says to pray for the peace in Jerusalem. And right now, there's not a whole lot of peace in Jerusalem.
All right, Pastor Craig Hagin, associate pastor of Rema Bible Church in Oklahoma, co-founder of Pastors for Trump. We appreciate you coming on the show. Say some nice prayers for my wonderful audience. Keep everybody healthy and keep everybody in a sane state of mind in a crazy world. Thanks for all you do, Pastor. God bless.
All right, God bless you, man. Take care.
All right, Wayne Allyn, RootForAmerica.com. We get back. It's not only hour number two. It's Lindell TV time. You can find us at frankspeech.com. You click on Lindell TV 2, and I'm coming up at about 4:06 West Coast time, 7:06 East Coast time. I'll be with you. You can also find us on Brighteon TV. You can find us, which is at brighteon.tv, and Blessed News Network, blessed.news.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.